at me.
Rachel Carson's beautiful scientific writings would crest and flow into the consciousness of a nation like the beautiful waves of the ocean she loved so much. In her first books, her love for the intricate web of life is shared with her readers. In her book, The Edge of the Sea, she writes, "Once, exploring the night beach, I surprised a small ghost crab in the searching beam of my torch. He was lying in a pit he had dug just above the surf, as though watching the sea and waiting. The blackness of the night possessed water, air, and beach. It was the darkness of an older world, before man. There was no sound but the all-enveloping primeval sounds of wind blowing over water and sand, and of waves crashing on the beach. There was no other visible life, just one small crab near the sea. I have seen hundreds of ghost crabs in other settings, but suddenly I was filled with the odd sensation that for the first time I knew the creature in its own world, that I understood, as never before, the essence of its being. In that moment, time was suspended. The world to which I belonged did not exist. The little crab alone with the sea became a symbol that stood for life itself, for the delicate, destructible, yet incredibly vital force that somehow holds its place amid the harsh realities of the inorganic world. This observant sensitivity for the natural world would lead her to write the book that Justice William O. Douglas called the most important chronicle of the 20th century, Silent Spring. In the late 1950s, Rachel Carson begins working on this book that would inspire a great ecological movement and open people's minds to their true relationship with their environment. She writes, "For the first time in the history of the world, every human being is now subjected to contact with dangerous chemicals from the moment of conception until death." In a 1963 televised appearance, she counters the great onslaught against her by the chemical companies. She says, "We still talk in terms of conquest. We still haven't become mature enough to think of ourselves as only a tiny part of a vast and incredible universe. Man's attitude toward nature is today critically important simply because we have now acquired a fateful power to alter and destroy nature. But man is a part of nature, and his war against nature is inevitably a war against himself." What she set in motion eventually resulted in the banning of DDT and other harmful pesticides and a changed understanding of humanity's interdependence with all other life on the planet. A quiet, determined woman of self-will, an accomplished scientist and writer, Rachel Carson, born in 1907, dies of breast cancer on April 4, 1964.
Rachel Carson, presented by Christina Soma. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.